Super smart. You are absolutely a genius, and your mind knows no limits. People that end up creating marvels simply grow and cannot help but to grow unique. We all have some personified idea of genius. Einstein, Socrates, Leonardo da Vinci, Giordano Bruno, Newton. And we each have to look closer at their achievements. We have to notice that they grow, build. They can create new things on top of the things they have previously arrived at. The process by which they arrive at things is not a forced process. They don't create new things by being pushed into them. They arrive at new things by following their curiosities, by dancing through different subjects with great pleasure. If you let people push you into subjects you are not ready for, you will fail, because you are either not ready or simply not interested. The motion between our curiosities and subjects of interest is a sacred motion, our most beautiful adventure, and it must be all connected. It has to stretch from childhood to our greatest age. Our curiosities are an expression of who we are. And there is no such thing as a silly interest or hobby. It is always a powerful stepping stone that will reinforce a greater pursuit. When we are shamed out of a hobby or forced to follow some preset subject, we are pushed onto a path that can only lead to misery and failure in the end. All those students that were tricked or misinspired to become dentists, lawyers, and doctors are now in danger of overwork, of mental disorders and illness, of self-medication and falling apart, or arriving into their golden age without having found a meaning to it all. They can handle it. Yes, we can all handle all kinds of great distress, but it is unlikely that they are on their own path. Nor could they guess or voice what their own path should be. Because their own path, that path of unique genius, now lies cold and undiscovered. It is not a matter of handling it or kind of enjoying it now. It is a matter of becoming a great being and changing the world for better, helping the world to stop making the same mistakes over and over again. Our gentle and beautiful road of tiny curiosities must be followed. What calls to us becomes natural to us. What takes many steps to some takes but one to those who are ready for it. Deep within our delicate minds lie star charts of questions, and they gently call to us for answers. We have to answer, because when lines connect, they make a constellation. And when constellations connect, it makes all the difference.